سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى سلام على المرسلين. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وأنزل المقعد المقرب عندك. اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته وجزه عنا ما هو أهله وجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته. وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل علينا معهم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك علينا معهم. صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي. اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار. التحيات لله الزاكيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم اغفر لي واهدني. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله التحيات لله الصلوات لله الزاكيات لله. السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله. شهدت أن محمد رسول الله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله الصلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله. نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فاستقم كما أمرت ومن تاب معك ولا تطغوا إنه بما تعملون بصير. صدق الله العظيم. وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: قل آمنت بالله ثم استقم، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. علماء الكرام، most respected elders and brothers, and our mothers and sisters who may be listening over streaming. MashaAllah, the month of Ramadan has passed. May Allah Ta'ala accept whatever little ibadah and good deeds we were able to do during the month of Ramadan. Indeed, we were fortunate to have been alive and have had the opportunity to witness the Mubarak and blessed month of Ramadan. But we all know that the month of Ramadan was, if we may say, an opportunity for reformation, an opportunity for improvement, and a little moment during the year where we do some overhauling of our spiritual self. Just as we take a vehicle off the road and then it goes to the workshop or to the panel beater to get that vehicle back in showroom condition, back in optimum condition. The purpose is that the vehicle will not remain within this showroom. The purpose is that this vehicle needs to be fit enough to get back onto the national highway, to get back onto the road. So whatever took place during the month of Ramadan, and whatever good qualities we developed during the month of Ramadan, it is so that now after the month of Ramadan, we are back in action, and we should be better human beings. Better human beings, this is one of the most important things. We were having programs and I was quoting in Musalla, and I mentioned that one of our mashayikh used to say to the people who used to come to him,
جیسے ان اردو اگر کتب بننا ہے تو کہیں اور جاؤ, اگر غوث بننا ہے تو کہیں اور جاؤ, لیکن اگر انسان بننا ہے تو میرے پاس آ جاؤ. اسے یو نے بیکم اے بگ قطب اینڈ غوث, دیز آر ٹائٹلز, ٹائٹلز دیٹ آر گیون ٹو لائک ویری پائس پیپل. اسے دس پرسن از اے قطب, دس پرسن از اے ابدال, دس پرسن از اے یو نو گریٹ پرسنالٹی. He said, if you want to become a very great personality and get all of those titles, go somewhere else. Lekin agar insan, but if you want to become a human being, you come by me. I will make you a human being first. A good human being. Good qualities that we need to develop as human beings. And now that we had developed many of those qualities, because the month of Ramadan was a conducive environment for that. Very conducive. The person's shaitan, we know, first of all was, you know, kept at bay. So that element of disruption and whisperings and influence, that was put at bay. And then our own inner self, what we term as the nafs, our own desires and the force and ego within ourselves, that also, due to fasting, was kept under control. So the person was able to curtail and control his own self. So you find that the pride also, because the person's energy levels were low, the person was feeling weak. So the pride too was a little bit lower down. And then, you know, coming to the masjid and standing next to others and giving to the poor. And all of these things created a little bit of humility within the heart. But now that the month of Ramadan has finished, we have to be very careful. Shaitan is there to hijack. A person purchases a valuable item, his vehicle, whatever it is. And if the vehicle is a high-risk vehicle, so we know what happens to the people who buy high-risk vehicles. They're always worried. But two trackers, one tracker, make sure you park it here. One person told me the other day, I took my vehicle, it's a particularly high-risk vehicle, so he took it somewhere for some program. He said, I told them, please, I don't want to park in a normal parking, can you rather let me park the vehicle here? Because overnight. So he was concerned that that vehicle mustn't get stolen, because it's a high-risk vehicle. The person is always worried that, you know, no one must steal this vehicle. If it's parked in an unsafe place, every now and again he's checking. Because the value of that vehicle is in the heart. The person knows how much of effort he had to make to buy the vehicle. Maybe he took a loan, maybe this, maybe that. Or maybe he bought a cheaper vehicle, then sold that, and bought a more expensive, sold that, and eventually. So there was a lot of effort in getting that vehicle. So the person is worried that that shouldn't be stolen. In the same way, alhamdulillah, during the month of Ramadan, we made lots of effort. Programs we were attending, was creating, you know, inclinations within our heart, good thoughts were coming in our heart. And especially when we came to the last 10 days of Ramadan, we felt we were spiritually high. Performing salah was so easy, making tilawat of the Quran Sharif was so easy. Some of us were making khatams upon khatams of the Quran, paras upon paras were being completed. And what a wonderful feeling that was. The person finished a para, there's a sense of fulfillment. The person was able to fast the entire day, perform his taraweeh. It's a fulfilling feeling. Alhamdulillah, I've managed to do all of this. So all of that effort now, shaitan is there to hijack it. Shaitan is there to derail the whisperings of shaitan. Our own egos, now that we are energized, lots of, you know, eating well. Yeah, mashallah, in South Africa, you know, our stomachs are always full generally. And many years ago, when Hakim, he came to South Africa. So he gave some medication. You know, they do this Yunani treatment and so on. So the person asked him that, Dr. Saab, should I take this? Hakim Saab, should I take it before meals or after meals? So he said, here in South Africa, there's no masla like that, because your people's stomachs are always full. Your stomachs are always generally full. But so we are always, you know, we've got the energy inside, and because of that, the ego also, you know, can get out of control. So we have to be very, very cautious and very careful. Hence, after the month of Ramadan, steadfastness, remaining steadfast. It requires an entire discussion. We don't have time for it. But I just want to share 5 pieces of advice which we heard from our mashayikh that will help us, you know, keep us on track. It doesn't mean when we say somebody is steadfast, it doesn't mean he doesn't make mistakes. We are all human beings. We will make mistakes. We will keep on falling. But if we fall, we don't remain on the floor. Somebody asked one sheikh, that, Hazrat, how can I remain a muttaqi person, a person with taqwa? How can I always remain with taqwa? So he asked him that, ba wuzu rehna kaisa hai? How will you remain in a state of wuzu? You say somebody is always ba wuzu, is always in a state of wudu. There's a lot of virtue in that as well. It's not compulsory, but we know wudu is a shield against, we spoke about shaitan, wudu is a shield against the whisperings of shaitan. Therefore, it is advisable that a person is having a very important mashwara and he wants to apply his mind and he wants the help of Allah Ta'ala to come. It is advisable that the person is in a state of wudu. In any case, so he said, how will you remain in a state of wudu? It doesn't mean that the person's wudu doesn't break. He's a human being. He's got to answer the call of nature. The person falls off to sleep. But what happens is, as soon as the person, you know, he awakens, he renews his wudu. The person answers the call of nature, he comes out, renews his wudu. Now we'll say this person is always in a state of wudu. So in the same way, for us to always ensure that our taqwa is kept in a stable condition, he said, when we accidentally slip, the person made a mistake, his emotions got the better of him, temptations pulled him, the person lost his, allowed the emotions to run wild. And then the person realizes that how could I have done such a thing? How could I have said such a thing? The person immediately then renews his tawbah. He turns back towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because look, at the end of the day, if we really want the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we need the pleasure of Allah ta'ala. Because if the person says, no, I will carry on doing what I feel, what does Maulana is telling me, I'm going to stop doing this and stop doing that. I want to have freedom. That is very dangerous. Because when the person now continues on this line of violating the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that person, the wrath and the anger of Allah ta'ala becomes focused on that individual. And then slowly the person realizes that things are going wrong in his life or her life. So when we realize that we've made a mistake, the true mu'min and true believer immediately turns back towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, ulama-i kiram explain that in order for us to remain steadfast, a concerted effort should be made, gunaho se mufaraqat. That the person should make a tremendous effort to stay away from sins. Today we find that sometimes people place a lot of emphasis on doing lots of good deeds, which is in its place. The person is making tilawat of the Quran Sharif, the person is, you know, reading tasbihat upon tasbihat upon tasbihat. And the person is doing lots of good things. But the person is not using his energy to stay away from violating the commands of Allah Ta'ala. And even if the person doesn't do that much good deeds, but if the person succeeds in keeping the window of sins closed in his or her life, then even with a little bit of good deeds, it will be very effective. You'll feel the mercy of Allah Ta'ala entering one's life. And we've given this example before. The person is traveling. He was traveling in one of the Arabian countries during summer. Aircon was on. The person wasn't feeling the effect of the aircon. The driver said, maybe somebody's window is open. And they realized somebody's window was open. They closed the window, it started getting cool. So the person who was sitting there said, we take a lesson from this. He said that, you see, the window of sins was open. And because of that, the heat from outside was entering. In the same way, when a person is committing sins through the tongue, through the ears, through the eyes, with the hands and feet, and then he's doing the good deeds. MashaAllah, the good deeds are definitely effective, definitely doing their work. they're definitely generating nur. But because the person has not closed the window of sins in his or her life, we are not going to see the effect. So this is the first thing. And the second, asbab-e gunaho se mubaadat. That the person stays away from anything that will lead one to committing a sin. If the person knows that it was that friend, it was his company that led me to take in this drug. So therefore, this friend is someone that's bad for me. I need to keep away from this kind of a company that will lead me to violating the command of Allah. The person says, it was this too much of free time that caused me to now waste my time and go on the internet or get involved in some illicit relationship. So I need to therefore keep myself occupied at all times. Keep myself occupied at all times. So the person identifies that what was the cause of committing that sin. And the person makes sure that the person stays far away from the sabab, the cause of that sin. And the third one was zikrullah par mudawamat. That the person, we make sure or we try and ensure that we are consistent on remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever dhikr the person, many of us are bayat to some sheikh, the mashayikh will give you, maybe read 100 times la ilaha illallah, 100 times durud sharif, 100 times istighfar, 100 times take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So even if it's that much, some mashayikh give 300 times. One person says, sheikh says 1,000 times. So depending who the person is bayat to, his sheikh, whatever it is. But be consistent on that dhikr. Because that dhikr, you see, that zikr ka naga, ruh ka faqa hai. That when the person, he leaves out the dhikr, then the soul becomes, you know, if we may say, it is left in a condition where it becomes hungry. It becomes weak. So ensure that we are maintaining some type of dhikr and be consistent with that. Remember that Allah Ta'ala is not looking for quantity, but Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is looking for quality. And whatever we do, we try and do it consistently. And even if you, month of Ramadan, mashallah, you made 2 khatams, 1 khatam, 5 khatams, whatever it was. So we're not expecting that the person must continue that quantity. But even if the person reads just 1/2 page a day, or just 1 ruku a day, or just 1 page a day, but the person does it consistently every day, Allah Ta'ala loves that action very dearly. As opposed to the person, for 1 month he doesn't touch the Quran Sharif, and then one day he reads 5 paras. And then finish next 6 months, he doesn't touch the Quran Majid. So Allah Ta'ala loves consistency instead of just getting, as we say, josh. The person just has a lot of zeal and then finish. That doesn't have that much effect. So learn to develop consistency even with our dhikr. That will also allow us to become much more stronger in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fourth advice that is usually given is sunnato par muazabat. That the person, he tries his or her best to ensure that they are following the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The ways of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whether it is the sunnah of eating, whether it is the sunnah of drinking, whether it is the sunnah of dealing with our neighbors, whether it is the sunnah of interacting with others. There are so many sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How did my Nabi interact with others? How did the Nabi of Allah, you know, deal with, in terms of business, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was an honest trader. He never ever deceived the customer. So that is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there are so many sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we can implement in our lives. And this is another important sunnato par muazabat. And finally, the advice that is given, ki ahlullah ki musahabat. That the person tries to stay in the company of pious people. Look for some pious person, wherever it may be. Keep the company of that pious person. Keep in contact with that pious person. That person, inshallah, through his company, it will become very easy. If you look at the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were given the title of Ashabu Rasulillah. those who had been in the company, الَّذِي صَحِبَ, they were those who were in the company of the Rasul of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. And similarly, the tabi'een became great because they were in the company of those who were in the company of the Rasul of Allah. And those who we term as tabi tabi'een, that those who followed the tabi'i, they became great because they were in the company of those who were in the company of those who were in the company of the Rasul of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. And this is how it continues, this chain continues. That somebody was in the company of a great person. By being in the company of that person, inshallah, you will get something. It passes on. What we term as sina ba sina, from one heart to the next heart. This is how Islam has traveled. So keep the company of the pious. You will keep the company of people with qualities, you will develop qualities. You keep the company of a person who has got tolerance, without realizing, you'll become a tolerant person. Or you'll develop a degree of tolerance. You keep the company of people who are always swearing, what happens? You are a person who never used to swear before. After a while, next thing you see, after 6 months, you also, your vocabulary, every second, third word, if you want to express yourself, then it's with the swear words. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with these qualities. May Allah ta'ala make it such that we can be consistent after the month of Ramadan. And one of the points there, we mentioned zikrullah. So we will also make the zikr of Allah. And we make dua that Allah ta'ala makes it such that it strengthens and fortifies our ruhaniyat, inshallah. Recite the witchery.
لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك يا أحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد يا
حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث وكريم رحيم most forgiving loving caring Allah. Ya Allah, we are extremely sinful servants of yours, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, the month of Ramadan has gone, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and despite the fact that the month of Ramadan has passed, Ya Allah, and we have made great efforts, Ya Allah. But you know, Ya Allah, we are already failing and falling, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, if you do not help us, Ya Allah. If you do not support us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we will fail, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, protect us from failing, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, keep us consistent and steadfast, especially after the month of Ramadan, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, forgive all our sins, Ya Allah, major, minor, those which you committed knowingly, unknowingly, in the light of day, darkness of night, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, forgive us, our parents, our children, our spouses, our brothers and sisters, Ya Allah, family members. Oh Allah, forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is suffering, Ya Allah. Especially in Gaza, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, have mercy on the people of Gaza, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, have mercy upon them, Ya Allah. عجل بنصرهم يا قوي يا عزيز. Ya Allah, if it is because of our sins that are suffering, Ya Allah, we beseech you, Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Overlook our weaknesses and our sins, Ya Allah. Have mercy upon them, Ya Allah. Send down your unseen help upon them, Ya Allah. Those enemies, those zalims, Ya Allah, grant them hidayat. But if hidayat is not muqaddar, destroy them like how you destroyed the Aad and the Thamud, Ya Allah. Cause their schemes and their plots to fail, Ya Allah. Allahumma ja'al tadbirahum, tadmirahum, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, support and assist, Ya Allah, the Muslims in this country, Ya Allah, blow the winds of hidayat, Ya Allah. Throughout this country, throughout this continent and throughout the world, Ya Allah. Make us a means of guidance and hidayat for others, Ya Allah. Accept us for the service and the khidmat of your great deen, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, grant us barakat in our homes, in our wealth, in our health, in every single bounty that you have granted us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, protect, Ya Allah, our masajid, our madaris, our darul looms, our khankas, all the works of deen, Ya Allah, protect it, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, bless us, Ya Allah, with a purified heart, Ya Allah, hami musaffa, mujalla, muzakka, dil ata farma. Oh Allah, give us purified lives, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, change the condition of our hearts, Ya Allah. Incline our hearts towards your obedience, Ya Allah. Create within our hearts an aversion and a hatred for every sin, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, protect our children and our progenies and our students, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, all those who have shown kindness to us, Ya Allah, whether it's our parents, our teachers, our apas, our mashayikh, Ya Allah. Our well-wishers, you know them very well, Ya Allah. Reward them the best of rewards, Ya Allah. Those of our family members that have passed away, our mashayikh, our teachers, our apas, Ya Allah. And our family members and relatives, Ya Allah, make their graves gardens from the gardens of Jannah, Ya Allah. Allahumma inna nasaluka min kulli khair, ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka wa habibuka sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa na'udhu bika min kulli shar, masta'adha minhu nabiyyuka wa habibuka sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa anta al-musta'an wa alayka al-balagh, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله